I've played in this defense. I know these techniques. It's really not as different as everybody makes it out to be. I mean, a three technique's a three technique. A four is a four. You know, so it's just different people coming from different angles when you do it. Well, I mean, they'll be, and we're early in our evaluation of that process yet, but there's certain players that are better at certain things, obviously, but from what I've seen here, just prematurely, it looks like everything fits pretty good. And, you know, Dom is, he's the ultimate at, in my opinion, the guy's taken two expansion teams. And when you do that, you can... You're starting from scratch, and he's also been a guy that's gone to places and done this before, put in a new defense. So you're never gonna, you always have to have the ability to adapt to what your personnel can do best.
Mike, when it comes to just line play, just a general philosophy, what's your feelings about it? What's important to you, I guess, as a coach? What are the guys up front?
Guys up front, number one thing is that they play hard. Play hard, play the responsibility. We're going to be guys that are very fundamentally sound. I don't think, particularly up front, you have to outthink your opponent. You know, you have to outplay your opponent with great fundamentals. And Marty Schottenheimer, one of the greatest quotes he had, if you have two evenly matched players, which is you do a lot in this league. I've been in this league 16 years now. The player with better fundamentals is going to win, and that's one of the things when I left college, I said I'm never going to lose as a pro coach, is the teaching aspect of the fundamentals. And I just believe, I'm a strong believer in that. I learned that from Bo Schembechler in college, and I've taken it throughout my whole career.
Something they had problems with last year is like consistent pass rush. Can you coach, can you manufacture pass rush, or is it the guy's, you know, he's pretty good at it, he's good at it, and if he's not, he's
not. I think you can, you know, obviously as a coach, you can obviously try to make a guy better. But, you know, I mean, you that's your job, is to try to help a guy to improve as a pass rusher. Some guys are better at it than others, obviously. So, I mean, we'll have to take a look and see what their problems were.
Thank you.
You know what? We've had like 3 hours of meetings so far, so you're going to have to hit me with that a little bit later. You know, I'm saying, that's where his background really started, you know. And, you know, it's kind of interesting when you try to pressure from a 4-3 defense, and the zone pressures really started with a lot of the 3-4 stuff. Those are the defenses that you look at, and we try to adapt all of our stuff that we did from the Pittsburgh stuff, the 4-3 defense, not the man pressures, more the zone pressure stuff. So you end up watching so much of their tape and how they did their coverages and how they did their pressures and stuff, and then you adapt it to your four down linemen. Well, it's just kind of the opposite this way. So they all work. Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Mike, what's your experience in 99 here? Was it a good experience?
You know what? Obviously, you would have liked to won more games, but I had Vonnie Holiday and Gilbert Brown, very good guys I like to work with, you know, such a short stay and things, you know. You never know what fully happened at that time, why we, you know, we were released after 1 year. But impression of the town. One of the reasons that it was not a problem coming here is my wife loved it here so much and really loved the community, which, quite frankly, I mean, I've never been to Green Bay. It kind of surprised me. This is one of her favorite places. So, you know, you think that there'd be other places, but she really liked, she loved the people here, and the people were so nice here.
Well, that helped you, and you decided to come back here?
It's always, you know what, when your kids start getting a little bit older, it's harder to move them. And that's one of the things that made it easier for me to come up here and to make this move, was that she really enjoyed her time here when she was here last time.
Now, you had been offered stay in Carolina, and some would ask, you know, why take a defensive line position as a coordinator?
Right. You know what? There's a lot that goes into every team. You know, I kind of spent 2 weeks last week discussing it. It's as simple as after 7 years there as coordinating that defense, I just simply wanted a fresh start. I knew Mike when I decided to make that decision. He called me up and wanted to know if I was interested. I had talked to some other people. I knew Mike McCarthy from working with him here in the past, and there's really nothing more than that into it. I just wanted to get a fresh start, and this was a perfect opportunity for me to get with Mike, who I respect a lot, and I've always wanted to work with Dom. So it was a perfect opportunity for me that way.
And you left there on good terms, right?
You
had success at Carolina.
Yeah, we were the last half of last year, the last six games, we weren't as good as I would have liked to have been, but we've had some of our defenses there were very good. And, we had a lot of success there on defense. And my goal is to someday be a coordinator again. I don't want to do that right now. One of the things that my wife said to me, and when you work for a defensive head coach, it's a little bit harder than when you work for an offensive head coach. She said, you haven't seemed happy the last year. When she said that to me, it just made me realize that my kids are growing up and maybe I was taking my work home with me. And that's why I wanted to just take a step back and coach a position again. And, luckily, I was in a position to do that.
So, will there be a transition to step back and not be the guy who's calling defensive shots?
No. I don't know. We'll find out. But one thing I am, I'm a very loyal guy. I've been taught by some of the best the right way how to do things. That won't be a problem at all with me. My main goal right now is to coach the front. I really wanted to get back into that. It's one of the things you miss as a coordinator, just the day-to-day interaction that you have with one specific position group. And because you're kind of overseeing everybody, you spend time with this one. I wanted to get back into that again.